All right, 20 minutes now before 10 o'clock here on WPHM. Whether it's Rockin' the Rivers in August or Blue Water Fest in July or Chili Fest in January, your generation in concert always brings a big crowd to Port here, and they're coming this Saturday night. Put on a great show at McMorrin at Chili Fest, and Brian Lord from your generation in concert on the line with us right now. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, you looking forward to coming back to Port here on this weekend?
Yeah, we are, man. We always have a great time there.
You really do, and your career has really taken off. Tell us a little bit about how you guys all got started. How many people are on stage? Because you're a big band, and what a show that you put on is like.
Well, it's an 8-piece group, and it grew out of like a 5-piece band several years ago. But we kept adding people. You know, oftentimes upwards of 12 people in the. You know, sometimes there's go-go dancers, and we just did a show, the North American International Opera Show, where we had a 25-piece choir on stage with us, a couple guest artists, had a guy from the Billy Joel band with us, you know, so it's ever-evolving, always changing, you know, trying to keep it interesting, keep it fresh, but yeah, the core of the band, it's an 8-piece group, it's the same group that's been up there. How many times have we been there in the last year?
Oh, gosh, just in the last year, I don't know, quite a few between Lexington and Port here, and you play here quite a bit. High energy show, as you said, and you've really been able to interact with some of your some of the musicians that you have looked up to for a long time because, you know, you open for big acts, you get to play with some of their bands.
Oh, totally. We have a ball. I mean, we were with Lenny Kravitz a couple months ago out in Vegas and played with the Beach Boys last weekend. It's always somebody new and, well, not necessarily new, but a lot of our heroes, a lot of the people we've looked up to, and it's fun to get to playing with them and getting to talk with a lot of them.
And a lot of music that people recognize right off the bat. I mean, it's not unusual for people to start singing along with your songs, is it?
That's the whole point of the show. You know, it's your generation in concert, and we want to play the hits from basically the 60s to now. And if you're not familiar with the song that we're playing at the moment, give it a minute and a half, and you should be right back on track. So, yeah, it's pretty much nothing but the hits and stuff that everybody knows, and that's what we shoot for.
And hits from different generations, too, because that's what's fun is you can have parents there with their kids, and the parents hear the songs from their youth, and kids are listening to songs that they like now or that they liked a few years ago, and you really kind of hit on all cylinders there.
Oh, totally. And, you know, it's funny how, you know, we've seen like a lot of kids over the last couple of years kind of grow up with the band. You know, people would start bringing their grandkids or their children out. So we'd have little 5 to 8-year-olds up front. And, you know, within a couple of shows, they know the words to all these songs from the 60s and the 70s. And it's crazy.
Well, and that's great. And that keeps that music alive, too, because so many of those great songs, it's so much fun to introduce that to a younger audience, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is, man. Yep.
Well, we look forward to seeing you here in Port Huron this weekend, Brian. You guys take the stage, what, around 9 o'clock on Saturday night?
I believe so. Are you coming out?
I would like to. We'll see. It sounds like a lot of fun. I'll be sure to wave if I'm there.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, did they do it last year? I know we did it a couple of years prior, but I don't think we did the Chili Fest last year.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you were here last year for that or not, yeah. But, you know, there's... it's a heated tent, and you're gonna be plenty warm, and you're gonna have a big crowd there. I think because I think this year's Chili Fest is gonna be the best one yet. So I think you're gonna have a big crowd down there, Brian.
It's a lot of fun, you know. Nothing like an outdoor festival in January in Michigan.
You know what? We're stuck with winter, whether we like it or not. We might as well celebrate it, right?
Exactly. I love that.
Fantastic, Brian. We look forward to seeing you Saturday. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, take care. Bye bye.
Bye bye.